From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. A former firefighter with a previous arson conviction has been arrested on suspicion of detonating a homemade bomb and planting several other explosive devices along roadways across two Northern California counties. The 41-year-old man pleaded not guilty last week to multiple felony charges, including possessing and exploding an explosive device with the intent to injure, intimidate, and terrify a person and to wrongfully injure and destroy property, according to a criminal complaint. The investigation began after a series of improvised explosive devices were found alongside roads and highways in El Dorado and Sacramento counties. The leader of the California Senate said she would run for governor in 2026. Toni Atkins, a Democrat from San Diego, made history as only the third person and the first woman to hold both of the state legislature's top jobs, Speaker of the Assembly and President pro tempore of the Senate. Atkins plans to step down early next month as she enters the final year of her term and cannot seek re-election because of term limits. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. California Highway Patrol has issued a feather alert in an effort to help locate Scarlett Proctor, a 13-year-old affiliated with the Yurok tribe. She was last seen Wednesday afternoon on Movie Lane in Crescent City, according to the CHP. A feather alert is a resource available to law enforcement agencies investigating the suspicious or unexplained disappearance of an indigenous woman or indigenous person. Anyone who sees Scarlett is asked to call 911. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.